something I've been wanting to bring up lately. Well, firstly, let me welcome you all to this 0.5, I don't know what to call them, 0.5 half whoopsie daisy episode, whatever it is, but welcome. I hope everyone's having a great week. It's only Tuesday, but you know, sometimes Monday can feel a little long just because we make it feel long. We'll talk about that another day though. But for now, there's something we all used in school, and I know we're all familiar with it, whether you were taught like this, you teach like this, whatever, peer review. So peer review is when you have an assignment, you finish the assignment, and the teacher gives your assignment to another one of your peers, and you all have to review each other's work and maybe grade it, maybe give some advice, whatever it may be, right? Well, we need to do, I'm not going to call it the opposite, but what we need to do is, instead of peer reviewing like we used to do in school and having all of our peers review our work and doing this and that, we should be now in the age and understanding of, I'm not peer reviewing, I'm reviewing my peers. So let me run it down like this. If someone got a wrong grade on a, got a wrong answer on a test, you would scratch it off and you would tell them what the right answer was. Now review your peers. If someone does something wrong towards you in life, or just does something wrong in general, and it's associated with a lot of negativity in one way or another, you should be scratching that off. You should be ridding yourself of that peer. And some people say, well, you know, if you're a good friend, you stick by him. There's only so much time that you stick by something like that. It's not like there's this holy grail that comes at death because you were loyal to one individual. That's not real. So the way that we interact with people, we need to always be conscious about how we handle these relationships. And if we are not handling them in a manner that is producing productivity and positivity within both sides of the relationship, it needs to be reviewed and it needs to be marked off and counted wrong and tossed up and trashed and charged to the game. That's that. We need to get rid of all of the, oh, but I've known, nah, because you know what I feel like lately? Personally, I feel like a lot of that has happened lately to where, and it's not that I do things that upset other people right now. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about other people are reviewing me, their peer, and they're saying, that relationship isn't worth, you know, this or that or whatever it may be. So, you know, there's the personalized aspect of it, because I want y'all to know that I'm not just talking, like I really think about this. I think that, you know, you can review and get rid of people for multiple reasons. You can get rid of people for the fact that they do things that you don't like and they don't listen whenever you talk about it. You can get rid of people for the fact that you don't think they have anything to offer. That's not a bad reason to get someone out of your life. If they don't have anything to offer and you have goals that are necessary to you, why would you let anyone be around you that does not add to the situation? Because you have to expend energy on these people, so add by subtracting. Subtract the people in your life that are not adding to your longevity, positivity, happiness, all of the above. And, you know, do something good for someone that won't be expecting it. Stop judging people. Fuck. Just stop judging people and stop expecting people to do certain things, but still understand that you get to live your life how you want, and the decisions you make, no one else has any say. Just because you're not expecting people to live like you and you cut them out, that doesn't mean that, oh, well, they should. No, there's no should. People do or they do not. And then you do or you do not continue to rock with them. And that's how that goes. Gassed up. We out.